Dreamscape presents Bad Intent by Cheryl Thomas. Narrated by Hope Shangle. Chapter 1. Melanie and Whitney Overton weren't the strangest clients Grace Reagan had handled in her brief tenure with Cyrus Mosley and Associates Attorneys at Law. Top honors in the strange category went to a murdered billionaire, with honorable mention to a pair of neighbors and a death feud over a 6-foot python and 3 dead chickens. Grace liked to think she had learned from both cases, and yet, here she was, listening to another set of clients who needed a magician, not a lawyer. "You should work with the police," Grace said, keeping her voice even and her words short. The women didn't look like they could handle complicated. The Overton sisters were trouble, plain and simple, and she didn't want to represent them in their search for their missing husband. A runaway polygamist would definitely rate a slot on the strange client list. "We can't," Melanie wailed, tears leaking from her brimming eyes. "They already think Heath's a car thief." Whitney backed her up with a glum nod. They favored each other in the way of before and after photographs. Both were on the short side, with dark hair and large blue eyes. High cheekbones and oval faces made them pretty, but only Melanie made an effort beyond that. Despite her I'm-on-the-edge persona, she had taken time with makeup and wore a sundress with wedge sandals. Whitney's messy bun, loose tank top, and yoga pants said she had gotten dressed, and that was all anybody was getting from her. "We want you to do that for us," Whitney said. While Whitney had explained the reason for their appointment, Melanie had listened anxiously. Wrapping her stick-thin arms around her bent torso and crossing her legs, now she gave herself an extra twist by tucking one foot behind the chair leg, locking herself into a pretzel shape. "The police think we're crazy, but they'll believe you, Ms. Reagan," she said in a breathy voice. "Our firm doesn't do this type of work," Grace tried again. "If you don't want the police, I can recommend a private detective." "No, you're the one we need," Whitney said. "We need to find out everything the police know about her husband. You're a friend of the police chief's, so you're perfect for the job." She reddened slightly and added, "I'm sorry, that came out wrong. I should have said our neighbor recommended you." Grace didn't have to ask which neighbor. The keeper of all gossip in Mallard Bay, Maryland, lived next door to the house the Overtons were renting. Avril Oxley.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?